welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a long overdue episode of Newborn Libertarian. And definitely long overdue to have my main co-host here, Christian. How's it going, Christian?
Oh, it goes. It's been too long, Kim. I'm sorry to come back after such a long absence, but I'm back from the dead.
Well, thank you for resurrecting yourself for this podcast, because I'm being nosy because you got to do something that I wanted to do, and that was go to Mises University. And we're going to discuss that. Well, for one, just in case our audience for some strange reason doesn't know what Mises University is, maybe you can give us a quick rundown of what it is.
So Mises University is an annual week-long seminar at the Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama. Students come together if they're accepted, and they go and sit through a week-long, basically a 7 or 8 seminars a day, just talking about Austrian economics, you know, liberty, all kinds of stuff, getting to meet the professors, you know, people like Tom Woods or Robert Murphy, Walter Block, these kind of guys just hanging around, just waiting to talk to kids. And it's pretty neat to actually see them in person and get to know them a little bit.
Oh, right on. Well, of course, I'm jealous. And I did post all those pictures for everybody to see.
You did. And I was retweeted by Tom Woods and Bob Murphy.
So. Yeah. Woo, the podcast via Christian getting some recognition. Now, if only we could get them to listen to the podcast so that you would appear on their, on Tom Woods' podcast, and that'd be great. And then finally, you can say you were in stardom. So, get to working on that. Maybe we'll get some more listeners.
Yeah.
First you get there, and how many classes do you have to sit through?
Well, I get to sit through 7 or 8 a day. And just so everyone knows, Franco, who's also been a guest host on this show too, went with me.
Franco.
My best buddy Franco. We went down there, 10-hour drive from Tulsa to Auburn together. So that was a great experience for the both of us too. So, yeah, but we sat through 7 or 8 a day. And not all of them, I think, are going to be posted on Mises Media on the YouTube channel. Some of them, I think, are audio only. I think you have to register for the Mises University online to get to them. But there were a bunch of classes that ran concurrently. Excuse me. And there was also a class that Judge Napolitano did just on his own, about eight lectures over the course of the week that you could sign up in advance to attend. So towards the beginning of the week, you know, there were lectures that everyone attended kind of together. And there were always a couple lectures every day that were like that. But then later on in the week, it got to be split up where there were 2 or even 3 classes going on simultaneously, and you got to pick, you know, which one you want to take. Do you want to take, like, a priori and positivism, or do you want to talk about the skyscraper curse, like with Mark Thornton? You just kind of get to choose the route you take. So that was really fun, getting to sit through the talks you want to listen to. And then, of course, some of the ones you missed end up on YouTube a few days later, so you can catch the ones that you missed also. So it's a great experience, and it's really awesome to actually be there in person. And you're like 20 feet away from Joe Salerno telling you how silly the monetarists are. So,
okay, I have to say Joe Salerno is one of my favorites. When I actually was listening to a ton, I had an addiction to listening. I would just go to Mises.org and listen to a ton of audio classes. And I loved like finding out a lot of his lectures that he would do. And I would just download like a bunch of his MP3s. And listened to a ton of it. I learned a lot about economics through him, so I'm jealous that you got to actually listen to him in person.
Yeah, he comes with a lot of information, but you know what? I'm just going to, someone that you guys wouldn't have known, if you get a chance to see, if there's one person's lectures you have to see, it's Roger Garrison's lectures. Go on Mises Media on YouTube and find them. He's a really old guy, but, you know, he's awesome. He does lectures on, you know, business cycle capital theory, you know, comparing the Austrians to the Keynesians to the monetarists, and his PowerPoints are literally on point. The best PowerPoints you've ever seen are put together by Roger Garrison, and he's I guess so. Him and Ben Powell had a really good lecture on sweatshops, and Roger Garrison, every time you go there, you just don't expect it. He's just so funny with his PowerPoints and his animations and the slides and everything. So Roger Garrison, you're the man. And I actually got to stand next to him in the Mises U 2016. Everyone's changing it to their cover photos now, but I got to stand next to him. The guy's hilarious.
Nice. Well, right on. So tell me, all right, so unload some information on us. What was your favorite course, like, loads of information. What was your favorite thing? Did you learn something new that you would want to tell some of us nerds? Maybe the, because we haven't had tons of episodes on economics or any cool stuff, so unload some info on us.
Well, another cool lecture was done by Benjamin Powell, who's at Texas Tech. He's at the Free Market Institute. He did the sweatshop lecture you can see on YouTube, which is an amazing lecture. You should share it all over the place. Excuse me. But he did another one that was audio only, I believe, that was on anarchy as a comparative study. And basically we go through, I mean, we learned, basically the lecture was kind of about Somalia. And it's about, you know, when people are comparing, oh, you know, the government of the United States, and that's why government's awesome. And in Somalia, there's no government, so that's why government's bad. Well, you have to compare Somalia to Somalia. You can't compare Somalia to the United States, or you can compare Somalia to other sub-Saharan African countries. But basically what the point got at is after the government collapsed in 1991, things have been getting better in Somalia at a faster rate than at the other sub-Saharan countries. They tend to rank in the top half of those countries, and they're still improving. So when you compare it to Somalia to other countries with, you know, a similar climate and productive capacity, Somalia is rapidly improving, and it's not the hellhole or that our left-wing friends tend to make out as this huge straw man, because all those other countries with big governments over there aren't doing much better. In fact, a lot of them are doing much worse.
Okay, and you said there's a video for that one?
I don't think there's a video for that one. I think it was, I looked on the schedule, it was audio only, and I'm sorry to say it might be audio only for those that subscribe to the Mises University online class. Oh. But I also would encourage anyone who's thinking about signing up, if you're a student, you can go if you're not a student, but you got to pay. But these kind of little lectures like this get just specifics and examples and evidence of this kind of stuff, these kind of lectures, that you would honestly learn more in 45 minutes of one of these than an entire course in some colleges. It's just insane to go to and to think that you get all that crammed in your head 8 hours a day for a whole week. It's just, I feel like I've come out a new person.
Definitely that Somalia one is going to be worth it, because people think we're kidding. And I will talk to people that aren't libertarians that will come with that, and I'm just like, and it was surprising to me, because I was like, oh, libertarians, when I was first becoming a libertarian, I'm like, you guys are making that up. And I finally had it happen to me where, you know, I was just talking about a libertarian society, and they're like, oh, like Somalia? And I'm like, they weren't kidding. They really do throw this at you just randomly. And I was like, what? What? So I guess that would be worth it. That'd be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, and why is, okay, so they point out Somalia as this libertarian anarchy paradise one thing, as if, you know, all those other countries are doing just okay. Like, your two options are the United States and Somalia, and, like, culture and history absolutely doesn't matter. With what they're dealing with right now, they are, you know, one of the beacons, actually, over there of some of those other sub-Saharan African countries that are just doing so poorly. But Somalia is actually doing all right, so.
But I'm going to have to ask also, were you all serious while you were there? Especially since you had Franco there, Franco with his sexy voice. Did you do any, was there any horsing around, any awesomeness?
No, there wasn't any horsing around.
That's because I wasn't
during
there.
During the seminars, we're all really respectful, you know. You get surrounded by a lot of other libertarians like us, and we're all just tuned in, amazed by the people that are giving us lectures. We had socials every night. We got to communicate with the other kids, and then, but then after the confines, time constraints of the seminar ended, there might have been some horsing around afterwards. But during the seminar, absolutely not. You know, we're all awesome students ready to learn and make a difference in the world. So no, there was no horsing around during the seminar.
Oh, well, yeah, I definitely didn't think there'd be horsing around in the seminar. That'd be awful. I meant, like, you know, any hijinks, no pranks. So, like, summer school?
Trying to think if anyone played pranks. This year, I mean, if you've seen any of the lectures the last couple years, which I tried to watch, it seemed that the professors like to pick on each other during the lectures quite a bit. There was a lecture with Howden, and he was talking about, you know, subjective value scales, and he was talking about, you know, you have 1, 2, 3, you know, $5 or milk, and then $3 on your value scale. And then he goes on down the list, and, like, number 11 was, like, talking to Joe Salerno for an hour. And then number 12 was talking to David Gordon for an hour, and then the joke was on him because David Gordon didn't even bother to show up for his lecture. So,
awesome.
Gordon got the last lap there. He tend to always does get the last lap. They joke about that this guy Gordon, David Gordon, knows everything, but when you talk to him, he really does know everything. So, not a joke.
When I actually started doing the Mises Institute courses, he teaches some of the earlier classes in basic economics and stuff like that. So, I got to.
And praxeology. Yeah, I attended actually all of his lectures, I think, on praxeology and a priorism, just to get a little bit more sound on that. I probably should take them again. But basically it's expanding on the first 140 pages of Human Action, which I also need to read again, just to be a little bit more sound in that. But it's important to get that down, and I'm glad that they brought him in.
Yeah, and so what other key classes like that you would love to take again? Because I know you said you did a lot of classes. Which ones really stood out that you would want to take again, or if say they were offered and somebody was to, just what were the best class that you would take again specifically, even though I know they were all awesome, of course, duh, but.
Yeah, anything Roger Garrison does, because his PowerPoints are just, wow. I mean, there's no words to explain what kind of fun we go through with Roger Garrison's PowerPoints. Tom Wood's lectures are always on point. Walter Block's are always funny. And it's, you know, Block and Tom DiLorenzo, they don't use PowerPoint, so they draw on an overhead. And Walter Block especially made some really good drawings this year, actually. pretty awesome. And a few of us got autographed drawings to take home. I got his little football field example for anyone who watched the Privatize Everything that went up on YouTube today. I actually got the football field signed by Walter Block and got to take it home.
So jealous.
I didn't get there on time. George Pickering, one of the students from Mises U, who actually came in second. He won the second place prize in the oral tests. Congratulations, George, if you're listening to this. We love you. He actually got the famous Buffalo Cow Whale picture signed by Walter Block and got to take that home. So that was the real prize.
Wait, you made friends there?
Of course. I mean, everyone was friends with everyone there. I mean, what are we supposed to do, like stick to ourselves?
Well, of course not, but now you gotta tell me about these friends.
Oh, man. Everyone at Mises U is great. So I mentioned George. I'm just thinking about these guys off the top of my head. Think about Ziad Burkett. He's a really cool guy. He came as an observer, I think. He was a student last year. Just always really nice dude. Always willing to talk to everyone, include everyone. I made friends with my buddy Joaquin. Really tall guy. Also passed with honors. Nice. In the oral exams at the end. He's just a funny dude. You should follow his blog. It's Life of an Econ Student. Hmm. I forget his last name, but he's Tall Joaquin. That's how I remember him. really good friend.
Tall dude
Other friend is Lorraine. She actually goes to Brazil, and we actually need to have her on to talk about the Liberty Movement in Brazil at some
Sweet.
Point. I actually met her actually at IHS in Philadelphia, and she also came to Mises U as well. Let's see, who else? Those are the top three right on top of my head. Oh, and of course, Anton, my buddy that I knew from Facebook previously before I got there. Anton's a really funny guy. Sorry if I missed out on anyone. I love you all. I miss you all. Justin. Oh, God, I just, so many people that I met there. And actually, you know, you get to meet and talk to the professors too, like more on a personal level. And it's really hard not to be friends with them too, because they'll accept your friend request on Facebook. Like, I think about like Lucas Englehart, hilarious dude. His lectures were really funny. Peter Klein's an awesome guy. Bob Murphy is actually really cool. Meet him in person. He's like super cool. And Lou Rockwell, you know, you hear him, you read his articles, and you listen to his podcast. He's like, vicious, always attacking the city. You meet Lou in person, he's like the sweetest guy you'll ever met. Like, he'll just sit there and he'll listen to you, and you say, he'll agree with you, and he'll throw in something, and I mean, always got a smile on his face. I mean, everyone there is just an outstanding human being, and come together for a purpose. So if you go make friends with the students that are there, you'll make lifelong friends, and make friends with the instructors while you're at it too.
Nice. Well, we'll have to have those friends on the podcast then.
Oh, we should. Yeah, we'll bring them on one by one or all together as a group at some point, and we'll share some of the funny experiences. Actually, Franco did a really good thing the first night while we were there. The first night we had the lecture by Tom Woods. I don't know if you watched that, Kim. But we got there, and I remember people saying, "Oh my God, Tom Woods is on his on his computer in the library." So I went and had a peek. I was like, "Oh my God, that is Tom Woods." So we walked back out. We're going to dinner, and we had an extra seat at our table, and I'm eating, and I hear Franco stand up and go, "Dr. Woods, Dr. Woods, you can sit here." So Tom Woods came and sat on our table at the first night, and got to introduce ourselves to him, and it was a really, really neat experience. Just sitting there with Tom, and, you know, he's, you know, always really interested to hear how people came to the Liberty Movement, how they got here. Laser focused, though, and always just outstanding guy.
Right on. Well, excuse me. Sorry. I don't know what's going on. I was almost choking on the, I shouldn't tell people I'm drinking alcohol as I'm doing this podcast. That's probably bad, right? Whatever. Anyway, well, we'll just go ahead and say you're the smart host and I'm just the drunken alcoholic, human being that is just on this show. Whatever. Anyway, so.
Is there any other kind of alcoholic?
Huh?
Is there any other kind of alcoholic?
No. I don't think, other than the annoying, mean alcoholic.
Oh, they're all drunken.
Oh, yes, that's what you're getting at. Whatever. Look at you. Anyway, so, is there anything else you could possibly tell us? Anything that I missed? Because I don't have too many more questions, but, I mean, if there's any cool things you can impart on us. Because, you know, I just missed you. It's been so long, Christian.
I know. If there's one seminar that you need to go to in the summer, MisesU is the one. You know, I love being at the other ones, but Mises really is the cream of the crop. I mean, the food was so good. I mean, I was just shocked. I mean, I went to Phi and IHS, and I'm telling you, the food at Mises, on point.
Nice.
100% of the time. What else? I do have one complaint, is that the dorms were so cold. next time I'm going to bring, like, 5 blankets. I ended up, because I'm, you know, it's in Alabama, you expect it to be hot. I didn't bring any long pants. What I ended up doing, and Franco can vouch for me, I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd have like a sweatshirt around my legs as if they were a pair of pants because it was that cold. I know I didn't prepare correctly, but there's that. And the examinations were really cool. It was optional. First is a written exam about, you know, Austrian economics. You have to get a certain amount of that to pass, and then you go on to the orals, and you can either fail or pass with honors in the orals. And if you get to the oral round, they sit you in there for 7 minutes with 3 of the professors, and they just rapid fire question after question after question after question after question, and just see if you can think on your feet and answer them. And my 3 guys were, you know, Peter Klein, Howden, and Tom DiLorenzo. It was really an awesome experience just to do it. I did end up passing with honors, so I was very happy about that. I didn't get to win in the cash prize though. Maybe next year. So I have something to look forward to. But I, some of the other questions that some of the other kids got asked with the other professors, like I believe were asked questions like, you know, what would the value of capital be in a world with no time preference? So it's like, you're like, whoa, what kind of question is this?
Yeah. So,
you'd be shocked with sometimes some of the things that they'd ask. So I was really, really proud to have passed with honors. I just want to thank the professors for not hating me while I was there. And all those guys, when you're there, they're all willing to sit down and talk with you after hours and, you know, give you guidance, answer your questions. Like Walter Blockett sat up there for so long every single night while everyone's out, you know, in the social drinking alcohol. Walter Block's sitting inside surrounded by 30 students, just not even caring, giving more lectures than he signed on to do. So
dang. Well, I mean, if you love what you do, I mean, and they seem to love what they do there, so I mean, I would soak all of that up. I'm just jealous I didn't get to go, but I kind of, when I knew about it, I didn't think I'd be doing what I'm doing now, so I definitely couldn't do it. So,
well, maybe next year you go in as observer.
Yeah.
you won't miss out on the experience. You'll love it.
All right. Is there anything else you can tell us?
Ah, man, I'd encourage everyone listening to apply. To go next year. It's free if you're a student, if they accept you. You need to also get a letter of recommendation from a professor that helps. But I'd encourage everyone to do it. And if you can't get in, sign up for the virtual one. You can get all the lectures.
Nice.
The same thing. But yeah, they talk about post-MisesU depression and joke about it, but it's real. You know, you're with these kids and these professors for a week, and you make these friends, and you go home, and you're like, ah, you wake up the next day expecting to see them, but they're not there. It's like, oh, now who am I going to talk about Austrian economics? I'll be walking down the road, and I have to hear these whiny millennials. Oh, I'm Bernie. Now I have to vote for Hillary. I don't want to listen to that. You know, I want to listen to, I hate them all. All these politicians are crap, and there's a reason we should vote for them, and everyone there is so optimistic. It is kind of refreshing, though, you know, if you're kind of doubting yourself, because we are a minority, but you go there, and we're, it's a seminar full of libertarians, and it gives you a lot of hope, and we can, you know, kind of lean on each other for advice or tips, and, you know, how should I answer this question or that, book recommendations from each other, second to none. One girl went, and she had at least 30 pounds of books that she bought, not English pounds, like 30 pounds of books. She had to rearrange between her bags and to weigh them again. So you'll go home with a lot more information than you came with.
Wow. Nice. Right on. Well, sorry. Welcome back to the real world where you're outnumbered by a bunch of idiots.
Well, you know what? You can say we're outnumbered by a bunch of idiots, but if you count mental capacity, I'm pretty sure we still outnumber them.
Okay, so. Good. Good point. I like that. All right. Well, is there any...
What? They had a used book section where you can go get books for 50 cents. Some girl went and bought a book, I believe, and it had Murray Rothbard's notes in it.
Oh, my good. That's not fair.
No, it's not fair. I don't think the book was intended to be in the used book section, actually, if you ask me, but...
Yeah, too late. No takesies, backsies. It's all mine. But is there anything else you want to comment on other news, anything else you want to talk about? Because I know it's probably later for you than it is me.
It's a couple hours later, yeah. I actually came back with a little bit of a cold. I don't have anything off the top of my head right now. No, we'll just have to get some of these guys back on. Like I said, we can bring on Lorraine to talk about Brazil. The Liberty Movement there is really thriving. I mean, thousands of kids taking to the streets and, you know, chanting Mises' name and, you know, read this person, free markets and liberty and stuff like that. It's crazy what's going on down there. We can get some of the other guys on to talk about some of our experience, some of the lectures we really liked, go into more detail with it. But yeah, if there's one thing I want to get through on here is that Mises U is really, really awesome. And any young person, any young student who loves liberty, who wants to know a little bit more about Austrian economics, how to articulate your argument, kind of come back with real hard evidence against up with what we're, or things we believe in, you need to at least apply to Mises U and watch all the lectures you can on YouTube. There's some funny ones, there's some really good ones, but, you know, to be there in the atmosphere surrounded by these people is kind of like, not only are they, you know, kind of your idols when you think about them, but they're really good people too, and they're always willing to talk to you and help you out, so.
Right on. All right, well then, I will let you get some rest since you are sick. I just wanted to get you on here,
okay.
So you can unless you had more, well, you know, you're just looking sick there.
You know what, yeah, but we'll get some of the other kids on from Mises U. We'll bring Franco back and we'll talk about it, and we might have some more detail about some of the lectures and some of the more intricacies sorry, of the things that we all liked, so.
Okay.
Sorry that I was gone. I don't think anybody missed me. I don't have any and you're the one people love.
I don't know about that one. I'm just that person who rambles about weird stuff. But we did have an episode about parenting. Boy, let me tell you, that was interesting. Libertarian parenting. There's gonna be
a kid in your house violates the map, don't you know? Just let him away.
Yeah. Well, there's gonna be a second episode of that where I'm not gonna be hosting that one. I think Sarah's gonna host that one.
Okay.
But yeah. Because, you know, neither one of us are parents, so I'll let a parent host that. Because I figure, hey, libertarians, maybe we'll have some parenting stuff, and then we'll jump in there with, we'll schedule something with Franco, and so we can let everybody know more of your stories, because I'm jealous, and, you know, my bitterness. I'm going to have to go to bed tonight with my bitterness and my jealousy. Anyway.
Well, you had a whole week to go to bed with bitterness and jealousy, knowing that I'd wake up and see Tom Woods at breakfast, so
yeah,
well, be jealous.
I'm about to hit mute on your mic at this point. That's just...
Yeah, well, you're not the first.
All right, well, then I will talk to you soon, you guys soon, then. And thank you.
I'll try to be on the next one also, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll try... I mean, our schedules are not so pleasant since we had two people in IT deploy to the military, so it's exciting. My schedule kind of sucks now, and so it's not easy, but we will schedule something so we can get you on more podcasts, because somebody's got to sound smart out of the two of us, and it's, that would be you.
Well, I'm honored. I don't know. After being sitting through those lectures, I can't count myself as one of the smart people anymore. So there's so much more that I have got to learn. There's so much more we've all got to learn. And just keep preaching the message, you know, just one person at a time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I've been still trying to read over here. I've got stacks and stacks of books. Stacks still. Books that I have to get through.
Oh, I've seen stacks of books, Kim. You don't have stacks of books.
There's so much more, and I want all of them. I want all the books. All right, well then, I'll let you guys go so they don't have to listen to us ramble and have a conversation. So, thanks guys for listening. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to newbornlibertarian@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter @newbornliberty. Search out our Facebook page. You just search out Newborn Libertarian. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play as well. And I think that's about it there. So, until next time, thank you guys for listening. For Kim and for Christian. Peace.
Bye, guys.